accept that you're for real. Tell her about it, tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her, let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. Tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it the day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you haven't spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Let her know how much she means. Tell her about it. Tell her how you feel right now. Just tell her about it. The girl don't want to wait too long. You gotta tell.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Floodwaters receding along Florida's west coast, where Hurricane Milton made landfall this week, but river flooding across the state is leading to more water rescues and power outages are widespread. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Tampa.
A map of power outages graphically depicts Milton's northeasterly march across the state, starting with Sarasota County, where the storm made landfall, and 150,000 homes and businesses still lack power. Around the state, 2.5 million are still without electricity, but that number has fallen dramatically since Thursday morning.
Milton now blamed for at least 16 deaths. The White House says President Biden will travel to Florida Sunday to survey damage caused by Hurricane Milton. Former President Trump heading to Colorado today, holding a rally in Aurora, and later campaigns in Nevada. Vice President Kamala Harris holding events in Arizona. Israeli airstrikes have killed nearly two dozen in central Beirut. The UN now accusing IDF of injuring two peacekeepers. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Two workers are safe after having to be rescued from the side of the Milwaukee County building after scaffolding tilted away from the building yesterday afternoon. The two were restoring the exterior. No one is saying exactly what happened, but fire crews were able to get both of them off of the building safely. The county is investigating. There'll be a different kind of football on Lambeau Field this weekend. Ted Allen has more.
Girls flag football teams from four Wisconsin high schools will compete in a tournament during halftime of Sunday's game between the Packers and the Arizona Cardinals. The tournament will feature matchups between Blackhawk and Kickapoo and Muskego versus Verona. It's a part of an effort by the Packers to encourage girls to play sports and stay active.
And a group of Xcel Energy linemen are on the move to Florida now to help recover from Hurricane Milton. They had been in the Georgia area to help restore from Hurricane Helene. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
One more summer-like day before fall kicks in. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Some sprinkles, 64. On Sunday, partly cloudy. A few sprinkles with a high of only 58. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
99.7.
It is my hope that you are enjoying this Friday. It's also my hope that today is your payday. Certainly makes Friday even more enjoyable than just regular Friday, right?
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Here come bad news talking this and that.
Purple rain. wanna be some kind of friend.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. So my wife and I were eating dinner last night, and she asked me a question I had to ponder for a while. If I could eat the same food every single day, one food item, for every meal, every single day, what would it be? What could I never get sick of? And I'm going to ask you that same question. I would love to get your responses if you want to text in. Use the Civic Media app. Download that for free in the App Store and Google Play. Search for 99.7 Max FM and use the text feature to answer that question. What food could you eat every single day the rest of your life and never get sick of?
Max FM Sports.
The football Badgers shoot for their second straight win tomorrow when they take on Rutgers in Piscataway. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Hockey Badgers open their season on home ice with the first of two tonight against Lindenwood at the Kohl Center. Another day of work today for the Packers as they get ready for Sunday's home matchup against the Arizona Cardinals. That one kicks at noon on Sunday at Lambeau. Last night, 49ers knocked off host Seattle 36-24. Bucks fell to the Lakers 107-102 in NBA exhibition play. Bobby Portis at 23. Giannis chipped in with 20, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the game was played with some intensity. That was nice to see. I think from both coaches would probably be very happy with that. So we got the, preseason win with the starters, and they got the preseason win with the second group, I guess.
Former Badger basketball coach Bo Ryan, one of 13 basketball legends, headed for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
Won't you take me to
All right, so the question is, if you had to eat the same food every day for the rest of your life and never get sick of it, what would it be? I got a message in here from Sally who said she loves herself a nice leafy green salad with chicken breast. Okay, what if it's, okay, I suppose, yeah, you know, hey, good if it's healthy. That's a good option. It doesn't have to be healthy, though. It could be anything. Message me via the text feature on the Civic Media app. Send it to 99.7 Max FM right now.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on. Nothing's wrong. What else? Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang?
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
What I want, you've got it in my heart to handle, like a flame that burns a candle. The candle feeds the flame.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now you guys are talking, getting some messages answering that question I had earlier about if you were to eat the same food every day for the rest of your life and never get sick of it, what would that food item be? And I'm getting some good answers now. Pizza, got a couple of those. Got one person said spaghetti. I got another person that said they would do pancakes, much like me. I gave my answer. It would have been pancakes or pizza. And then another person said sauerkraut. Just kidding. That stuff's disgusting. All right, I'm in agreement with you there.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
There's a new one-of-a-kind business in downtown Reedsburg. Bender's Tap In. Stop in tonight and try your hand at virtual golf, football, zombie dodgeball, and more with their sports simulators. After working up an appetite, choose from unique Wisconsin favorites with some Texas flair. Bender's Tap In features gourmet burgers and hot dogs, along with the Broad of the Month special, some delicious appetizers, all with a southern twist. With 40 unique beers, including 8 on tap, you can experience a new beer on almost every visit. Try Bender's Tap In today.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at a quality float spa in Lake Delton. Feeling the pressure of life's demands? Let it go and float your worries away. A quality float spa offers a unique experience designed to reduce inflammation, relieve stress, and ease pain. Enjoy a private pod filled with salt water and relax to soothing music or peaceful silence. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $90 float gift certificates for just $45 today only at Max FM Big Deals. Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
One more summer-like day before fall kicks in. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Some sprinkles, 64. On Sunday, partly cloudy. A few sprinkles with a high of only 58. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 77.
99.7.
Still good.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Hey, so there is always a potential that Monday is going to be a manic Monday, so you might as well, you know, enjoy Friday and Saturday and Sunday and live it up this weekend and listen to Max FM all weekend long. It's the best way to enjoy the weekend.
'90s and more.
99 Max FM.
99.7
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, your home for high school football action tonight, 7 o'clock. It's Onalaska taking on Baraboo at home. Get all the action all season long. Every Friday night, Friday Night Lights right here at 99.7 Max FM. Cheap Trick is on now.
Another night slowly closes in, and I feel so lonely. Touching heat
Shadows move across the wall.